and let's read another Bible. I'm going to start off with this one now, but there's something I had to read. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I just want to thank you all, too, for obeying the Lord and paying your tithes. Kelsey left her tithes last week. I thought that was so precious. Hallelujah. You're not giving to me, you're giving to God. What you do, you're going to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So will you stand just one more time, you all that's young and healthy? Father, we thank you. I feel the Holy Spirit here. I feel change here. I feel people are getting up and they're feeling some boldness here. I feel some boldness here.
Yes.
People are getting bold. The Holy Spirit is giving us boldness. Because
yes.
We're going to need it. We're going to need it. But I want to come to you today and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to bless this word. I'm asking him to bless it.
Yes.
That it won't just be something that's read. That we really take it at heart.
Yes.
I'm asking it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just turn around and just say God bless you to somebody. Just God bless you. Yes, just God bless you. We're glad to see Sister Jean. And everything got so fumbled up. Praise the Lord. Well, people worked. And many of us was not able to attend Friday, but few of us went down to be with Sister Jean, you know, and their family. Praise the Lord. They have a beautiful church down there. The reason I'm getting this is because some of these words, some of the way the translation of the, you know, I can't sometimes know what it's saying exactly. So we're going to ask the Lord to help us. We're going to start, though, with the King James. I want you to turn to the third chapter of James. I want us to listen to this good because I feel God has given this to me for us because I was going to go someplace else in Proverbs. But I begin to see just how wonderful, true the word is. You don't realize when Jesus tells us something, he just wants us to do what he say. He's not asking for you to make excuses or get a menu or say, well, I can't do this and I'm too weak and this kind of thing. I'm going to start in James, and if I skip over here, you go with me, okay? My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, say word. Notice he put an S on that. The same as a perfect man, and also able to bridle the whole body. Some about the tongue. That I want to talk about today, because I've been saved a good while, been around people a good while, and I noticed that when it comes to us using our mouth, we get schizophrenic. We hear church loving each other, kissing each other, shaking each other's hand, and then we go home, and then hell breaks loose. The Lord gave me a message many years ago about schizophrenic Christians. Bridget remembers it. She brings it up all the time. People that you one way here, and we get there, you another way. But he said, be not many masters. He said, when we offend all, if we offend not in word. And, you know, I believe that's why when you receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, he take your tongue. And I believe that's why. Because the tongue is a terrible thing. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us and they turn about the whole body. Otherwise, If you ever seen somebody with a horse, I don't even know about the horse, you know, you put that bit in his mouth, and he's a big animal, great big animal, could probably chew you up or stomp you down. But when you got that bit in his mouth, you're able to lead him around anywhere you want to go. You say, yeah, he go and pull it this way, that bit go, and you pull it that way, he go that way. Praise the Lord. And so, praise, he was talking about, he's seen this, Paul's seen this. Praise, when he was writing, James, when he saw, we writing to the church. And he's talking about how big the ships are. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, they are driven afore and be driven of fierce winds. Yet they are turned about with a very little small helm. It's a very little thing that guides them. Hallelujah. He said that they can go whether the governor is. The governor is the thing that guides the ship. And the man that be behind it, hallelujah, got, you know, they got that wheel and they be, you know, turning the wheel and the ship be going where it's supposed to go. Praise the Lord. He say, even so, the tongue is a little member. It's the smallest member. If I tell you to stick your tongue out, you may think that's not in order. But this little thing here, it's a little thing, but it can boast great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire killeth. Just a little something on this here. Praise God. Can kill somebody, can kill a nation, can bring down people, can make you feel bad. Praise the Lord. Then your husband can get up in the morning and hallelujah. If you don't, you know, that's why, oh my God. He can start your day off all the way wrong. A brother was talking about how this brother, he was an executive of a company, and he got a ticket coming to work, and it made him mad. Did you hear that? So when he got to work, he jumped on one of the ads men in his company. He said, how come you ain't got these letters I told you to mail? You know, he jumped all over the man. So that man, he went and jumped on the secretary. Well, you ought to help me with the letters. You don't do nothing but sit here. And then she got mad and jumped on the telephone operator. You don't do nothing but just sit and write the answer to the phone. I don't know why you just don't help us do some things. I don't get it. You just, and then he went on and on. And then she went and jumped on the person that brought the food to him. Why are you bringing this? You're late. You know, you could have came through the back door, blah, 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 blah. And so, when the last person jumped, they went home. He went home. Amen. And he jumped on the boy, his little boy. And the little boy, the cat ran across. He said, that cat never should have ran across there. Because he kicked the cat. Now, all of that from one person messing up stuff. You know, come on now. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, you can get up in the morning and you say the wrong thing and it sets the whole day off. Then the person go and he jumps on that. Not because he, no. It's because of what happened then. Is that right? It'll make you feel out of order. This is so little. But this thing do some damage. You hear me? Ooh, Jesus, this thing do some damage. And the Bible say, it's lit on the fires of hell. Good Lord. James said that. I ain't got that to where I got to skip over yet. He said the tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity. Is that what it said? So is the tongue among our members. It's the worst thing. Do you hear that? Wow. That it defileth the whole body. And setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. The tongue. We all need to work on that. Don't put your finger and point it, because when you point it, it goes like this. We all need to work on it. Everybody. Work on speaking kind to one another, loving each other. I ain't talking about just with your mouth, but speaking kind. Or if you can't speak kind, shut up. Don't say nothing. Like I told one of the saints in the church, you know, a lot of times women talk too much. Men do too, but women talk too much. They really do. You know, instead of hushing, stopping the conflict, you're going on and on. Because you fire goes with fire. If you shut up, the fire will go out. You know, that's the damper. I hope I'm helping somebody. It helped me. When God gave me this, he gave it to me this morning. I said, Lord, had to sit up all night to get this. But I thank you for this. Because I realized with my tongue, I can speak good. With my tongue, I could kill Didi. With my tongue, I can bring a nation down. With my tongue, I can bring a president down. With my tongue, I don't have to go nowhere. I can just take my tongue and do it. I'll tell you, this tongue can do some things. I'm telling you now. Praise the Lord, this tongue. Listen, this girl committed. Kids get online and use something that represents their tongue and talk. And tell the kids that you ain't no good and blah, blah, blah. And she go hang herself. Don't tell me words and the stuff come out your mouth don't hurt people. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We have to be careful what we say. And here's another thing. It's never forgotten. You put it out there, it's there. It's like in cyberspace. You know what I'm saying? So best not to say it. If you're going to say something, hallelujah, Jesus, and you know, hallelujah, Jesus, going to hurt somebody. You say, well, I'm sorry. Well, that's too late. That's too late. Only God has got the attribute to put it in the seal of forgiveness. We can forget it, and we'll say, yes, I forgive you. But somehow it takes God to move that whatever left in there. Amen. Amen. So we need to. Let's work on. I got to teach this morning because we got to work on that. I said, God, we got to work on that. Here's another thing the Lord told me. He said, you know, people don't realize every day of their lives I could be coming back. They'll wait to get church. I'm going to straighten out everything at church. Stay with me. I'm going to be good and kind to people. But what about when you go home? Maybe you need to ask God, say, Jesus, do you want to sit in this? Maybe you ought to kind of imagine Jesus being in the room when you run in your mouth. Maybe you ought to say, Jesus, is this pleasing to you? Is it pleasing? You were saying, where are you? We need to find out where he is. Because I said, Lord, please help us. Because we don't know if you coming day or night. The enemy got you all. But let me tell you, you don't know when he coming. I said, you don't know when he coming. And you don't know when he coming for you. You talking about looking for the rapture. He may come for you for the rapture. This child was 27 years old. The Lord came and got him. You know, that ought to make you think. It should make you think. Husband and wives, we need to, you know, learn how to get along with each other. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, we need to learn how to get along with each other without tearing each other down and all this kind of stuff we do. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is in the church and not only in Revival Center. This is most churches. We come to church. It's very sad in my heart. We come to church and we one way. Praise the Lord. I mean, everybody praise the Lord. Then we get home and cuss you out. With the same tongue, this little tongue is something else. Hallelujah. Say, come on down, tongue.
Come on down.
Oh, Jesus. And out of this same mouth, you want to praise God and pray for the sick and you want to do things, good stuff. But I'm going to tell you, that kind of messes up stuff. Kind of messes up stuff. And I can't help it, sister. God gave me this early this morning. Therefore, bless we God. Oh, don't let me skip nothing. But for every kind of beast and bird and serpent and of things in the sea is tamed. You can almost tame anything but this. But this tongue can no man tame. Can no man tame it? So what are we going to do? What hope do we have? It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So what can we do, Lord? What can we do with this? Hallelujah. They get hungry after righteousness. Shall be filled. We need to get filled. filled to the brim so it can run out of our tongue. Because the Bible says out of your belly would flow rivers of living water. Well, if your tongue's stopping it up, your tongue is like a dam. You know how beavers build dams? Your tongue builds a dam. And you talk. Oh, God. I'm talking about what I'm seeing. I'm talking about what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. It's pitiful. And we come to church. And I don't know if God don't come and get us from the church. He don't take us out. He waited until we get home and get us. Children of God, some of us ain't going. Because the Bible says you can have whatever you say. If the tongue is that powerful that it can articulate and say, and it happens, think about that. I know you ain't going to jump the deceased today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A kind word turns away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. Now, that's what it said. I say that's what it said. It said, he ain't going to say that to me. He don't know who he talking to. You know, it's terrible. But sometimes it's better just to keep your mouth shut. I'm not saying, you know, we ain't overcome it. You know, do some pressure on your toes. You know, you had to press your feet down. You ever had to press your toe down to keep from shooting your mouth out? Well, then, you know, your soul may get sore, but at least you won't lose your soul. I'd rather have a soul told than to be in heaven with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because let me tell you this. Words spoken are hardly forgotten. Once you say it, it's very difficult. And I don't mean you can't do it now. You can do it, but it's going to take God's help to forgive hard words. Y'all know that, don't you? I'm telling you the truth. And I'm saying it because I see it everywhere. And I said, Lord, it makes me sad. I said, Lord, I hear the church people come to church with their husbands and you know what I mean? And then somebody said, girl, you ought to, you know, their house is ruined. You know, I'm saying, oh my God. And so I'm hearing this too much. It's just too much. So I come with my church to tell you, praise God, to watch your words. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you got some hard feelings, go to the altar. Go somewhere till you can get yourself together. Amen. Because we can't hardly get along. Ain't it the truth? Oh, you believe that? Good. Let's read some more. James, thank you for writing this. James, we thank you. He said, therefore bless we God. That's what I just said. And therefore we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. You ain't never seen God. And you talk about, now you talk about how much we love God. We get up and say, oh, we love you, God. And go home and curse your husband out. You don't love God because you ain't never seen God. So if you can't treat your husband just like you said about God, then you're just lying. This is a hard word. See, this is a hard word. But we got to hear it because we're not going to grow. We're not going to go on with the Lord. You know, we say, well, we want to go out and we want to do this and we want to do this. Well, you can't do this and do that and do that. And I'm going to tell you something now. I've learned. God will bless you in anything that you do for him. Did you know people stood before him and said, I did many works in your name. I cast out devils. I did a whole lot of stuff. Hallelujah. He said, depart from me. I never knew you. So listen, you can do what you do and bless. That is not the thermometer of where you're standing with God. Because if you still run at your mouth, you no. And I tell the Lord, I said, God, maybe need to, me and Bridget talk about it sometime. I mean, do something. Knock it down or something. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, get me now. Get me now. Shoot, I cry. I said, I ain't gonna tell you I ain't gonna cry now. I ain't gonna tell you I ain't gonna rub my sore. But I say, but I'd rather rub it now than have you say depart from me. I don't want to hear you say that. I don't want to work, hallelujah, and think I'm doing something and I'm not doing it. We need to help us, God. And we need a lot of teaching on marriage. They said that it's more divorces in the church than it is in the world. Something's wrong with that. And we just keep right on going like ain't nothing going on there. We just keep on just riding. We come to church and we shout and we do it. And the church is just being destroyed. The young people, y'all just done already said that. Look at the homes these kids come out of. It's the mouth. Because mama done told them you ain't gonna never be nothing. Daddy done told them you ain't none of my child. They didn't go that far. Ooh, Jesus. I'm telling you, it's terrible. It's terrible. I said, Lord, help us. It's no need of us coming to church and we're going to go back and not change. You know what I mean? We're wasting our time. Some of y'all come 35, 40 miles to church. Why? For what? For what? We got to start to monitor our mouth. Putting a bridle on our tongue. Watch what we say. I mean, at all times. At all times. We got to do it. He will help us. And that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Don't you stop until your tongue is took over by the Holy Spirit. Because that will help you. It'll help you. I say that will help you. That will help you. I have been so destroyed, sister. This is not your favorite preacher. No, this ain't the prayer. But by this brother, he gets up. He said, we're sinners. I stayed up half night. I said, Lord, I'm not a sinner. I said, and this man need to stop saying that. He's going to cause a lot of people to lose their soul. He said, we're all sinners. He never say sinners saved by grace. He said, we're sinners. His daddy did it and he do it now. And I'm not talking, I'm saying he's wrong. Because he's saying that the blood of Jesus is not as powerful as the Bible teaches us to see. Because the Bible say the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. So how can you be a sinner if the blood of Jesus done cleansed you? So y'all stop listening to all these folks now. Y'all heard him say that. Have y'all heard? Y'all don't know who I'm talking about. He said we are sinners. You heard what He said, we're sinners. Me and Dad have talked about it. I said, how can you be a sinner? He never say, we're sinners saved by grace. You're not serving the Lord. You're walking in darkness if you're still a sinner. You may not be where you think you need to be in the Lord. Come on, children. The Bible say, grow in grace. He didn't tell you to get up and be perfect overnight. He told you to grow in grace. And so the devil jumps on these little people and these kids are like, well, I ain't gonna never. Listen, words are powerful. Did you not know that God made the earth with words? The Bible say God said, let there be light. Now listen, praise the Lord. We are made in the likeness and the image of our God. You hear what I'm saying? And your words got power too. So when we tell our kids, you ain't gonna never be nothing. Slap them upside the head. You ain't gonna never be nothing. Then they end up not being nothing. Then you wonder why they ain't nothing. Because you told them that. You tell a girl, you ain't gonna never do nothing. Amen. And then you end up with what you said. That's what you end up with. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I wish I could help. I wish I could. Gwen was sitting up, Gwen, I wish that the words would flow from my mouth from heaven that will help us. Help us to change. You're not to listen. I'm having my birthday. Y'all know what birthday I'm celebrating on May the 8th?
Just in case.
What birthday am I celebrating on May the 8th? I still believe I got a chance. I don't think I'm too old to change. They say you can't take a leopard spot to whatever they say. I don't believe in that stuff. I believe long as I'm breathing, when I get up in the morning, I say, Lord, help me today. I got another day to work on this thing. I'm not saying I'm always, you know, I fail sometimes, but I'm going to be trying till Jesus come. And maybe when I try hard enough, I'll overcome it. Amen. I'm not going to sit back and say, well, I'm too old. Ridiculous. You're not too old. You're still living, aren't you? You still, let me see, raise your hands. Raise your other hand. Look at that. Look at that. Look at what y'all did. Praise the Lord. Move your foot. Move your other foot. Shake your head. Hallelujah. Take your head like this. Hallelujah. You still movable? You better do what God done said. So praise the Lord. We need. Some, I don't know, sister, remember, I think I talked to sister and told her how I felt about, you know, about the way the people used to do it before. But we need some altar services. Whatever it takes for you to get the Holy Ghost, that's what you need. And whatever it takes. So when people line folks up and they do what they do, I say, Lord, just let somebody get filled. If that what it takes for me and Sister Minnie talked about, she said, Sister Davis, I know what we say. I said, yeah, but honey, but that's the only way we know. Let's do it. You need the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about according to Acts 2. That's why he take your tongue. So he can sanctify your tongue. Because you can't have stuff coming out of a fountain out the same mouth, going through the same tongue thing. Praise the Lord. You know God is so good. Say God is good. Is we getting this? Is we getting it where we want to do better? Because I ain't going to keep up here all day. I'm not going to stay up here all day, sister. I'm just telling you we got to do better. I say, I'm telling you we got to do better. God told you, Erica, that God picked your husband. I thought that was beautiful. Handpicked. Erica, be a wife to him. Talk to him like he's a man. You know, don't come in and hollering and screaming. And I'm not saying you do that now. Be nice. They tell me that he's awfully good to you. Oh, so you be good to him. Yes. Amen. 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 Y'all sit down and talk. You know, make your plans together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bridget, you got a good husband. Celeste, you got a good husband. Amen. Daddy, I'm going to try. I'm pretty nice to ain't a daddy. Huh? Daddy got a good wife. I got a good husband. But you know, the devil don't go and sit down. You ain't good enough. He left Jesus for a season, but you ain't there yet. And the enemy, if he can destroy homes, this is what he's after. I said, this is what he's after, sister. He after to tear up your home. Because he knows that that union is what God planned. And anything God planned, he wanted to destroy it. Anything he planned. Amen. So take a little more. Take a little more. Pack your clothes, go out the back door, and come in the front. Amen. Take something. Because we are human. And this little lesson is not going to make you stop. You're going to still have some problems when you get home. If you've been shooting off your mouth, you're going to shoot it off when you get home. But say, God, help me to receive your word. Because God is talking to us about something. We want to be what God wants us to be. We're going to have to do what he say. You hear what I'm saying? Now, Daddy, you know I'm sweet. You tell these people I'm sweet. I'm a sweet person. I am. And I'm going to be sweeter. Because Daddy sometimes said, girl, what did you? You must be up to something. I'm getting ready to really get sweet. Because God said, hallelujah, Jesus. I said, he said it. He's telling us this morning, hallelujah, that we must watch. You know why? Because out of your mouth is going to come be healed. Out of your mouth is going to be see. Out of your mouth is going to say, raise up. Out of your mouth is going to tell the dead to get up. Out of your mouth. And it can't be full of junk. Out of my mouth. Out of my mouth. It's going to say, be healed. And when it say, be healed, I want you healed. But you can't have nothing like a dam up in there. Can't have like a dam up in there. Amen. I said amen. It's going to take God. I'm not going to tell you all. It's going to take God. If you got something that's kind of messed up, it's going to take God. It's going to take God, but he can. I'm telling you, he can do anything. Then you just got through singing that. If you need to stop singing them songs and lying if you don't believe it. You tell me God can do anything. If you don't believe God can do and nothing impossible, quit singing it. Because you're lying. That's worse than your tongue is again. I love you all. I do. I love God's people. And I know God going to fill this building. And he going to do it. I said, he going to do it. I said, he going to do it. But there are people that's going to come in here and look to me and Dad, how Dad treats me and how I treat him. Because we're older. You know what I mean? They're going to look at you and Brian. They're going to look at Gwen and Donald. They're going to look at your husband. I'm telling you now. They're going to look and they're going to look at you, Al, and you and Tawana. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Didn't the Bible say we are living epistles read of all men? Yeah. Didn't it say that? Yeah. Daddy want to tell you. Well, he's a good man. He's sweet. Yes, he really is. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's sweet. I'm not perfect either, but I'm sweet. And I love being sweet. I'm like what she got up and say, I love that old man. I love that old man. And I'm not ashamed. Because I want us to be, where people can look at us and say, you know, they'll say, one house sister and brother Dave, we're doing fine. Amen. We're doing fine. But you know, it depends on where you come from. Help me, Jesus. When you raised up, like me and Ernie been married 58 years. And we raised each other. Because we were kids when we got married. So all the junk in me, he put it there. All the junk in him, I put it there. Yeah, you didn't know that? You raise one another. I said, you raise one another. Uh-oh. So the marriages need to be born again. I say the marriages need to be born again. Our marriages need to be born again. So we can treat one another like the Bible say we should treat each other. Then we'll see this church grow. Then we'll see things we've been wanting to see in our hands. Stand up on your feet. We're going to, oh my God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 I'm asking God right now, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, to let our marriages be born again. Praise the Lord, because Jesus said if you're born again, you're new creatures. You're new creatures. You ain't the same person. And so you're not going to have the same marriage with you. Now, Donald's going to go back and he's going to be acting silly, but he's going to try to do this. Ain't he, Erica? He gonna go back home and he gonna beat y'all doing it. Amen. Derek back there, he you know, he kind of hid back there, but he listening. I believe he's a good husband to this child. Let's be gooder. You can always get gooder. The good get gooder. Amen. Hallelujah. When the last time you bought her anything? You know, I'm going to tell y'all, now you men, I'm going to tell y'all something about women. Women like to be loved and thought of. Amen. You, we cook something for you. We want you to say, you know that little boy to come. Oh, Reed's little boy. But Mama, this is the best stuff. He said that every time she cooked. Mama, I said, boy, you coming up right. Mama, he said, ooh, mama, this is the best whatever. Now, she cook every day, but everything he cook is the best. He said, ooh, mama, ooh, this is the best you ever did. No, dot, dot, he get it from his daddy. You know, his daddy think that she, you know. We like to be appreciated, and men do too. Y'all be seated. Men like to be appreciated. I'm good teaching this morning. But women do too. We like to walk out and they say, honey, that looks nice on you. And they sometimes say, turn around. Let me see that. I'd rather turn around for him than in a mirror. He's my mirror, you know. Amen. You know, you grow on each other. Come on now. You become old shoes. You know, like, you know, you got these old comfortable shoes you wear. Watch out now. And you become old shoes. But your marriage don't have to become old shoes. Uh-oh, Lord. It don't have to be. It's up to you. I ain't never understood why two people couldn't get along. I ain't never understood all my life. I say, it ain't for two folks. What is the wrong with this picture here? Why can't two folks get along? Thank you. Amen. But you love one another, you're able to sit down and tell each other what you feel. If something gone wrong, they tell them, don't carry it around and, you know, be throwing the dishes and, you know, slinging a dish rag over the thing. You know what I mean? You know, you may not be saying nothing, but your actions are showing up. Praise the Lord. And women don't think, hallelujah, that he's a man. And so, hallelujah, he ain't gonna walk over me. That's a wrong attitude. You know, we got to go back. Sister, because I don't care where you are. The word is going to stay like it is. I say the word is going to stay like it is. Sarah called her husband Lord. She humbled herself to her husband and called him Lord. Hey, you. Hey. I said, she called her husband Lord. Ain't that what the Bible said? What you say? He was. Yeah. Christian women, make up your mind that you're going to treat somebody good. Because, you know, good begets good. I really believe that. Good begets good. I love you all so much. I love God's people. I love his church. And I just get so, I see the church packed. And I wonder, if Jesus would come, how many would go? It just burdens me. Amen. Because you get to them and be talking to them, it all hangs out. It's very sad. Hallelujah. What did Derek court you with? What did he bring you? When the last time? He don't hear me, see? See, he can't hear. He can't hear this. When the last time he brought you flowers? You know, we don't get too old. It's just the thought behind it. Watch it, Ronnie. I'm coming to you now. What did you use to court Bridget with? What did you court her with? Where did you bring her? You know.
Bridget?
Yeah. Huh? Okay. When the last time you brought her some roses? Watch it. Her birthday? Brian? So y'all still out of here? Yeah, good. Y'all still go to the little restaurants and stuff. Yeah, so you still doing what you do. You still doing what make Jackie happy. You doing what making him happy. Donald? What you cook? Yeah. You were... Good. Yeah, good. Yes. So, Gwen, what did you give him? Okay. Yeah. Jackie, what do you give him? Don't be telling nobody that.
You told me to do.
I don't remember telling them, but maybe I did. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? Yes, I think so too. That's right. That's right. You need to love each other enough to be able to speak. That's right. She got it. Good teaching session this morning. Good teaching. Oh, I didn't get to you. I ain't passing you by. I know you system whatever. What did you court Tawana with? Well, I know you can't go to heart all the time all now. But what y'all do now?
I just bought her some flowers on the 14th of this month.
He brought you some flowers on the 12th? That's good. Oh, Yeah, we don't want to talk about that, Tawana. Her two marriages. She got married twice. We know your two marriages. Praise the Lord. Listen. Ain't nothing too broken that can't be fixed. If you be honest with one another. Anybody sitting down talking about, have you been good? If you ain't been good, and she tell you or you tell her, say, honey, I don't like this, then, hey, feel a little bad, cry a little tears, whatever you have to do. We trying to make it in. We trying to be pleasing to the Lord. We want to be used of God. Amen. And ain't nothing going to happen until we get it right. You know, why should God build a church with everybody in here quarreling and going home and acting crazy and stuff like that, you know? Then they come to your house and you trying to put it on. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to put it on. But you can't put it on too long because something's going to slip. Something's going to slip. It don't. It's something gonna slip, honey. So you better just live it all right. Just, you know, get it on an even keel. Will you stand?